Rams need a three. Sexton works on Irving, trying to get loose. He'll fire.
He knocks it down.
Osmond steps into a long-distance jumper.
Allen to the bucket. He crushes it home.
Off to Garland for three. He knocks it down.
Drummond toward Valanciunas. Finds a cutter and Okoro, and Okoro thunders it home.
By Kyrie. Sexton got it back. Nance for the tie.
He knocks it down. Love hands it off the Sexton feed. Cavaliers by seven.
And, Cleveland! This is for you!
Hey, Chris Manning here from Locked On Cavs. Coming up on today's show, Evan and I are going to talk about Cavs-Raptors, which was not a fun nor good basketball game, talk about the rash of injuries, and talk about the quality of the Cavs right now. That's all coming up today on Locked On Cavs, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app. There's an Android beta now, folks. And join Evan and I this week on Wednesday, TBD time, but after work, to get on the action. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. Evan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. For those of you who follow me on social, I'm going to start plugging this a little bit more regularly, but I'm doing the Velosano, which is the bike race the Cleveland Clinic sponsors to help cure cancer. I'm doing it in September, and so far I've already raised $200. My goal is $1,000, and thank you so much to everyone who donated, and those of you who are interested, I have it as my pinned tweet in my bio if you are able to donate. If not, totally understand, but yeah, I've lost a few people to cancer. I know people who have dealt with cancer and won, people have dealt with cancer and lost. It's tough for a lot of people, I'm sure, so I'm trying to go out there and make a difference for everyone else, but I'm good otherwise. How are you?
Doing good. Just, you know, diving in after this odd Cavs game, just getting some other stuff going. You know, it's fun times.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this Cavs game necessarily was fun, though.
No. You know who didn't have... Let's just get this part out of the way out of the top, because I don't want to talk about it for very long.
The elephant wearing number zero is what you're trying to say.
Who didn't have a fun time was Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin Love did not have a good time, and Zach Noble, shout out to Zach Noble, who hosts a great NBA podcast, DM me saying, like, did this actually happen? I'm like, yes, it did. And they're like, well, what do you think it was? I think it was partially like the Cavs being frustrated, but also not the Cavs being frustrated, Kevin being frustrated. And I don't know, it's just an inexcusable thing to happen. Like, I know people are like, well, he's still playing with a bunch of young kids, and young kids make mistakes too. No, Kevin Love is also the adult in their room. You shouldn't be making stupid mistakes like this, especially because that is just an embarrassing play. Oh, well, I mean, like, I jokingly have it as my play of the night shout-out pick, because he's committed to helping the team in their pick. But, yeah, no, this is kind of unacceptable behavior from Kevin Love, and I hope he's privately reprimanded or held accountable for this. That seems to be JB's MO, and I'm sure they'll handle it internally, and the team will hopefully move on from here.
Yeah, that was extremely goofy of him just to do that. Like, it's careless, it's lacking, like, it is not I think, like, I don't want to make it into something bigger than it is, but it's, like, very funny to make jokes about it. And it's like, I understand you're frustrated, I understand that game kind of slipped away, but, like, that just gave the Raptors, like, 3 points. It's just kind of, like, inexcusable in the moment. And if you're Kevin Love, like, you're A, making a ton of money, and number two, like, you're kind of one of the de facto leaders of the team.
Are you saying he's making enough money that the Cavs can fine him? I winked at the camera after I said that.
The
greatest flex I've just ever heard.
Look, Kevin Love has enough money that he could, like, just launch his own, like, YouTube channel that's all about his travels, and he could then just, like, remake the money back on, like, via, like, the influencer money he could make. Like, it's what you love.
Ha, I see what you did there. And like you said on your Locked On Now, which I'm going to be posting soon, but hopefully you guys enjoy that. It's a little teaser for what we talk about. Where is the love, Chris? And clearly right now it wasn't with Kevin in that moment in time. But yeah, there wasn't lots of love overall in this loss either. It was a pretty crappy game for the Cavs, but to be expected when they were down so many players. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But also coming the second game off of back-to-back, where it was a tough loss the night before who did they play last night? I'm drawing a blank here. Chris, I'm spiraling. They lost to
I'm making
the
you
Washington
figure this
Wizards.
There That's you go.
Um, And, you know, the Cavs are competitive, but they just kind of got out of the way in the third quarter like it tends to for this Cleveland team. And it just kind of felt like it was downhill from there ever since. I mean, second quarter, good play for the Cavs. Other than that, pretty poopy overall.
All right, yeah, so the Cavs lose 112-96. We're outscored 32-22 in the third quarter. We're outscored 33-23 in the first. Actually won the second quarter 25-16 with a great string of defensive effort to kind of carry that quarter. But all in all, kind of an underwhelming game. As Evan alluded to, a bunch of players injured. Larry Nance out. Matthew Dellavedova out. Colin Sexton out. Just running down the list. More and more players out. Lamar Stevens injured. Gave himself a concussion by hitting his head on the backboard, which is like a very weird flex by our guy Lamar. But all in all, a tough game. Cavs roll out starting lineup of Darius Garland, Jedi Osman, Isaac Okoro, Kevin Love, and Jared Allen. Okoro had a career-high 20.6 rebounds, which is, I think, his best offensive performance of the season, albeit 1 of 8 from 3. Garland had 13 and 10, but was only 5 of 13 from the field. And Kevin Love was 0-4 from 3, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Jared Allen had 15 and 7, by the way. All right, Evan, so MVP. I think it's just, for me, it's Isaac Okoro. Have yourself a game, sir.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent pick. I think you and I were talking about this a little bit, and he's had some pretty good offensive games, but I think in recent memory, at least, this is one of Isaac's better games offensively, and it just makes perfect sense to pick him for MVP. Like you said, have yourself a game, Mr. Okoro.
The cutting he did, the kind of ball stuff he did, is still sort of very primitive in a lot of ways. Like, he's still not figured all of that out yet, but he's taken some real steps. And I think, like, you're I want to shout out friend of the program, Ben Cox, Cox Sports Ohio on Twitter, who said to you in a tweet, it was like, it's not MKG bad. And I think that, like, yeah, gives you so much optimism about what Isaac could maybe do in the offensive end one day.
Yeah, no, if Isaac is able to tighten his handle and he's able to just kind of refine that shot a little bit, I mean, it's not completely broken, like Ben said. It's more so, it's got a good base, it just needs a little bit of tweaking and adjustments, and I think the Cavs have the ability to do that for Isaac, and I think the Cavs could have a very good player. I think the handle's the biggest thing, though, so I'm really looking forward to seeing where we're going with that. But Chris, my MVP pick is Darius Garland. He didn't have the best night shooting, but he, again, just looked really freaking good as a facilitator and a playmaker. He finished the night with 10 assists, which a double-double, 13 points, 10 assists. He only hit one three-pointer and 5 shots overall, but he and Isaac and Jared Allen as well, who deserves a bit of a shout-out too, and Damian Dotson, even though Damian Dotson had a few head-scratching plays, like those players were key in keeping Cleveland in this game throughout offensively and kind of kept them close for a little bit until the dam just kind of burst for the Cavs.
So, overall, good games from those guys. Bad performances from a lot of other people's is what it is. All right, Evan, stat of the night for you is what?
At one point in the game, Isaac Okoro was 7 of 7 in the arc. Actually, he finished the night 7 of 7 in the arc offensively. I just wanted to double-check the stat before I shared it, but I'm reading this in real time. He finished the night 7 of 7 in the arc offensively. Like I said, this is one of the better statistical nights for Isaac Okoro, and especially just offensively overall, and that's just really impressive. The only shots he missed were from beyond the arc, where he attempted 8 three-pointers. He made one of those, so 8 of 16 shooting overall, which, you know, not bad for Isaac.
He just remains, like, fascinating to me on so many levels. And, like, we keep hitting these points, but it's just sort of, like, kind of remarkable.
Yeah, that, and he finished 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He wasn't a good free throw shooter in college, shooting 72% on the year. So, obviously not the best, but looked pretty dang good from there, too. Like, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. My brain is not particularly functioning well right now. But my stat of the night is both teams shot under 30% from three.
That's really weird. I mean, I know the Raptors aren't the best team right now offensively, but that's really weird. Also kind of to be expected from the Cavs. Do you think Isaac, you know, going 1 of 8, obviously played a big part of that? Like, he's not a very good three-point shooter, and he took the second most three-point... most three-point attempts. Jedi Osman, the gunner, was back with 7. My bad. I assume Darius was second just because with his 5 attempts, but no... Jedi surprised me once again. I thought maybe Kevin Love got a few up, but Kevin only got 4 up tonight.
Yeah, but missed all of them. So tough look for those guys.
He cannot make them. He cannot make them lately, and I don't know what it is. Like, you're not going to really get a straight answer out of Kev on this one, so.
No, I generally just think it's, like, fatigue. That's just sort of where I'm at with this. I really think it's just fatigue.
Did you have a slight fear when Kev was reaching at his, like, lower leg when he ended up cutting his knee?
Yeah,
I had,
did.
Like, a moment. I'm just like, no, not again. Like, I feel for him so bad. I just don't want him to get hurt anymore. And I don't know. Like, I had a slight moment with that. But, Chris, we're kind of getting a little rambly here. We're a little goofy tonight on Locked On Cavs. What was your play of the night pick?
Well, I was going to ask you. I wanted you to go first.
Oh, okay. 4:06 in the second quarter, Darius Garland had a running dunk off a Jetty Osmond assist. Like I said, I'm a simple man. I enjoy a good dunk, and Darius Garland is the shortest player on the floor for the Cavs at just a hair above 6 foot at 6'1", and he was able to get a two-hand dunk and throw the hammer down, as Austin Carr would say, deep in whichever arena Tampa plays in right now. I know it's not the I don't even know the Raptors arena's name is right now either, but in Canada, but just thinking about that, you know, that's my play pick.
Mine is, I'm actually switching in real time here because I just want to, again, shout out Isaac Okoro defending Fred VanVleet perfectly to open the game and then denying the shot and then going coast to coast and scoring on the other end. He's so good. He has the potential to just be so, so good. I own, if there's any stock available in Isaac Okoro, like, I'm buying that up.
Yeah, no, Isaac Okoro is really damn impressive. He has been playing some of the better players in the league, and Fred VanVleet is included in that. He is a stud for the Raptors, but...
Evan, tonight I was thinking and looking at this, and I was thinking, okay, so Isaac's a little short to defend, like, the Siakams of the world, and I was just picturing Scottie Barnes next to him.
But... do you have faith in Scotty Barnes' shot?
Look, man, I just the clamps. I'm just here for five.
So you want to be defense. All defense, no offense?
I have a deep appreciation for the grit and grind Grizzlies. Is all I'm saying.
I know, I do too. I'm not saying I don't. The team is endearing as heck. But also at the same time, I don't know if you could really the grit and grind Grizzlies are as applicable in today's NBA.
No, they're
either.
Not. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out loud,
this
sir.
This Cavs season's broken, Chris Manning, folks. He's not analytically sound anymore, and I'm the one who has to speak from the voice of reason here.
You're Evan's busy putting my face on a Thanos.
Listen, it has been a few years, I think 2 years since Endgame came out, and we just have to respect the madman Titan himself and the man I idolize and thank every night and quote on this show quite often, so...
Right. Evan, we got some bills to pay.
We sure
I think
do.
You have this first one?
No, you have this first
okay,
one.
Okay, so I'm going to
letting
tell
everybody know when we're going live.
Oh, that's true. So we have our friends at Locker Room. I'm Locker Room Coordinator of the network. I really should know this. But the Locker Room is truly a really wonderful app. So they now have the Android beta.
Well, you're not just the Locker Room Coordinator. You're also a silly goose, and we got to find you a pond after this episode. But go ahead, tell us me more about this wonderful app.
So Locker Room has just launched their Android beta, so if you want to go and download that and whatever, I think it's the Google Play Store. I don't know what it is, you Android users, but Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the NBA. You're going to find fans just like you in Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You're going to join Evan and I this week on Wednesday evening, just a little bit after work. We'll be hosting a room then to talk all about the Cavs. We're moving it from our usual Thursday slot because the NFL draft is on Thursday, and we would like people to attend our Locker Room. So go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices, and again, get that Android beta. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NBA group for the latest league updates. Follow at CWMRates and AmNotEvan to be notified when the room goes live. I know you're not going to want to miss it. We'll be planning to go live again Wednesday, a little bit after work, 5 Eastern time. We can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Cleveland Cavaliers. See you there. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports.
This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and use the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch a live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft from April 29th to May 1st. And Cleveland fans, it's in our backyard this year. The Browns are probably going to pick a defensive player because Andrew Berry's had a phenomenal offseason, so you might want a little insight on what direction the Browns might go with their pick. So yeah, again, check out the Draft Network, the Locked On Podcast Network partner show with the Draft Network for on the Locked On NFL YouTube page.
We're doing great.
I stuck that landing there, but we are back. I am Evan Damrell. He is Chris Manning. Chris, speaking of banged up like we are, the Cavs, we got a PR email about their injuries. We don't usually get those from them. I'm like, I got a notification saying Cavs PR. I'm like, oh, did Zoom media availability change? And like, I opened it, I'm like, oh Lord, that's a lot. As Phil Swift from Flex Tape and Flex Heal would say, that's a lot of damage.
All right, so here are the Cleveland Cavaliers, the team announced head injuries. Larry Nance Jr. is out due to a fractured right thumb that he suffered on Sunday. Time TBD when he's going to return. He tweeted about this as well and like basically apologized for getting hurt a lot. Matthew Dellavedova, also out due to a neck sprain. Lamar Stevens, out with concussion symptoms. Isaiah Hartenstein, out with concussion symptoms. They joined Colin Sexton, who obviously missed his second straight game with a concussion. Torian Prince, who's having ankle surgery. And Dylan Windler, who's out with that, who had also had leg surgery. And then Damian Dotson was also hurt, but then returned on Monday. And you know the Cavs are really banged up when Damian Dotson plays minutes at point guard. That's what sort of an unstated thing of what's going on for that game.
It's an experience for sure.
So, Evan, when you think about these injuries and you think about sort of how this is playing out and what this does for the, what this means for the Cavs, like what sticks out to you? What pops in your mind?
I know a lot of fans and people who maybe don't follow the team are quick to point their finger at the fact that with that loss to Washington on Sunday night, the window for the play-in tournament is pretty much slammed shut. Maybe it's like slightly open. There's a little bit of air leaking in or something like that, but it's pretty shut. And people are like, oh, the Cavs are trying to tank. They're trying to better their pick. Chris and I talked about this. They are not going to be able to catch up with Minnesota or Houston. Even though I think the Wolves beat the Jazz tonight. But either way, they're not going to catch up with Houston. They're not going to catch up with Minnesota. They play Orlando on Wednesday, which could be a bigger game. They're not going to catch up to Oklahoma City, who has lost an incredible 14 in a row. Maybe they catch up to Detroit because Detroit won tonight against the Hawks. But I just don't see a viable path where the Cavs really can't stealth tank. I do think these players are hurt. I think this Cavs team is a team that is trying to remain competitive where they really don't want to have the stink of losing permeate throughout this organization. Dellavedova, the neck strain, that's kind of what he was dealing with after the concussion, apparently. Like, he had neck issues and then the appendectomy, so, like, that's a little alarming. Larry Nance Jr. breaking his hand, we watched it happen live against the Wizards, so we can't say that the Cavs are just keeping him out for no reason. Hartenstein and Stevens, I haven't seen the specific moments, but I would believe them and give them benefit of the doubt that it happened, because, like, Colin collided with Bismack Biyombo, and that's what caused his concussion. I'm sure something happened there as well, and those are tricky, and you gotta take those seriously as well, and we already have Colin, Torian, and Dylan out, so I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it hurts Cleveland's record. It's probably going to result in more losses than it does wins, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm not going to say, oh, the Cavs are tanking. I think they're still trying it a little bit. I don't know if they're like, yeah, it's just, this doesn't feel like a tank operation, because they're not outright telling these players stay home. They're not like telling Kevin Love and Matthew Dellavedova stay home like the Thunder did to Al Horford.
Right, I think the thing here that is just, I think, most frustrating if you're the team is just that look at all of the situations you've been in where, like, you're having just a harder time, like, collecting any information and film and data and whatever and just getting reps in with all of the guys you'd like to see. Like, Dylan Windler basically has had, like, a second straight year where, like, it's basically a nothing burger. Larry Nance Jr., you know, like, he's obviously a little older than your main core, but, like, he's a very good player, has really had a lot of his growth kind of, I think, pushed back against just due to these injuries. And, like, you're not getting him reps with Jared Allen, who, like, they were just starting to figure out how to play with each other a little bit. And then Allen's out, and then Nance obviously is out as well. Like, Delly has, you know, been, I think, sort of important in just in terms of moving the ball and whatnot. Like, we had just talked about wanting to see Lamar Stevens play more. Have seen some good minutes from Isaiah Hartenstein. Like, this is just a tricky thing for the Cavs.
We also talked about Zach Lowe wanting Jetty Osmond to play more, and tonight's a golden example of why Jetty needs a short leash still.
Well, I also, like, don't blame Jetty in this game just because, like...
I mean, I guess the where's Cleveland going to get offense from elsewhere? I guess that's a fair counter-argument to my point, but Jetty was...
Yeah, I mean, like, who else was handling the... Who else was handling the ball?
Darius Garland and Damian Dotson, usually, sometimes, like...
That's what I'm...
Jared Allen.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I know, bro. Bro, you're good. Don't worry.
But it's just, like, I am just, like, looking at this situation, and it's, like, there's nothing, like, optimal about... Like, I was just, like, I'm probably going to write about it for Friday, but I was, like, even just looking at, like, numbers for, like, Garland, Sexton defensive numbers, to seeing, like, how their lineups, like, did defensively together, and it's, like, you have, like, 200-something possessions for some of these. Like, it's not a lot, and it's, like, you're just adding to this, like, difficulty of figuring some of this stuff out, and I think that's, like, what makes this incredibly tricky. You know, I think that just makes this, like, an incredibly problematic, not problematic, but, like, very
problematic is a strong word.
In this 2,000-word essay for The Atlantic, I will detail the policy problems of the Cleveland Cavaliers, but, like, I just look at this, and it's, like, none of this is, like, this season is not optimal for anyone. I was, like, looking at the calendar and was, like, sort of relieved for my own sanity that, like, it's going to be done in a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's 11 games left, and shouts to the friend of the pod, Birdman himself, Joe Collar. He's just like, you need a break. I'm like, dude, I need a little bit of a break just to, like, talk about some, like, league-wide stuff. Maybe, like, we talk about, like, the play-in and the playoffs, and we start focusing on some, like, nitty-gritty draft stuff and then circle back to the Cavs, but, like... There's some stuff that I'm just getting tired of talking about with this team.
I'm like generally like sort of running, like what to say in some of this.
Literally, we're not saying we're not having a good time, folks. Just to be clear, but the spreadsheet, we are merging topics together and coming up with things to talk about. So
it's just like
a mailbag. Everything might be coming soon if you're smelling what I'm stepping in.
Well, we're gonna need to do some more draft stuff and like cap stuff, but it's just like I just look at this and it's like the more injuries you have, it's just a bummer for these guys, but the season is just becoming quickly like it's gonna peter out and just end with like a thud. Like Cavs, like depending on the injury situation. But like, well, I think that's, like, maybe a little tough. But I think you look at, like, Cavs Nets at the end of the season. Like, Brooklyn might have nothing to play for at that point, and they're just going to be wanting to, like, chill. Yeah. Or be a two and just be like, okay, whatever. And, like, we just need to be healthy. And the Cavs are like, well, we have all these guys that are banged up. Let's just, like could that game just be, like Nick Claxton versus Broderick Thomas or something, some nonsense? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Broderick Thomas looked kind of fun tonight.
He had a three.
Did he hit two threes?
I just remember the one.
He's got a clean release. He's got clean mechanics. Like,
oh, he hit three threes. Wow.
We watched the game, we promise. But, like, Fiondu Kagembele, the most unremarkable 2 points and two boards ever.
He did have a nice block, though. That was actually on my short list for play of the night.
I mean, yeah, that was good. Damian Dotson cannot play point, but he was forced to play point in the situation. Like, it's a lot of what the Cavs were dealing with midway into the first half of the season. They're really banked up and having forced players to play out of position, and like you're seeing just a lot of frustration. It's a lot more frustrating because the Cavs didn't have a single point guard on the roster because Dellavedova is out. Dante Exum was injured and eventually traded. Darius Garland was dealing with issues. Like, yeah, Colin Sexton can move the rock a little bit, but he ain't moving as well as Garland does. And then like you're forcing Dotson to be his primary backup, and it worked like in a vacuum for one game, and then you put that theory into a few more executions, and then it just went haywire. Yeah, like you said, it sucks for the younger guys because I want to see more of Garland, Sexton, Allen, Okoro, even Wade, to an extent, Nance too, because he is viewed as a piece going forward, even though he's our age instead of the rest of the young core's age. But at this point, it's just a bummer. Like, Kevin Love coming back makes Isaac Okoro better. Like I said, it makes this team's offense better, Jared Allen better, like just from the gravitational threat that he possesses on the perimeter, but it doesn't make it any better if like we're missing some other key pieces along the way too. I just wish the Cavs team could stay healthy. That's my only thing.
Yeah, I think the product of the season just makes that sort of impossible in a lot of ways, unfortunately.
And like Cody Altman in his limited appearances said he's been evaluating the team this year. I'm really curious what his evaluation is, because there's not a lot you can chalk up, because it's just like bad luck. That's all it is.
I generally like am desperate. I don't expect him to answer everything, like, honestly, but like if I could get a tenth of like the Kyle Shanahan saying like I don't even know if anyone's going to be alive on Sunday vibe from Kobe Altman, I'm there for that person.
Do you know why? Because we got to pay some more bills. Shanahan said that because it's Thanos Day. That's why he said it.
He's also maybe just like a big leftovers guy, and like I also would be trying to lie so I could take Justin Fields.
Yeah,
just take Justin Fields, Kyle Shanahan. Like don't take Mac Jones.
Don't overthink it.
Evan, we got to pay some bills before we talk about the NFL draft.
That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, let's play some bills.
Yeah. You telling us about our friends at Rock
Auto. I sure am. Let's say you're driving up the NFL draft to see who the 49ers take with the third overall pick. You might want to tune up your car before you get there, and you should use our friends at Rock Auto to make that happen. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. So, if you're interested, go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Check them out today at rockauto.com.
Also want to tell everyone about our friends at BetOnline. And BetOnline, if you don't know, is the official betting partner of the Locked On Network. Every single site in this network is, you know, using this to collect more information on betting. And instead of telling you about that college basketball is, you know, still around, we have some new draft cut. We have some new copy for you. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all of the action at BetOnline. This week has tons of sport action on the go as the NFL draft is on. The Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown begins.
Dude, I'm so excited. I love horse racing. Continue.
We'll talk about this later. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and our UFC/MMA action. Evan, name one UFC fighter that isn't Conor McGregor.
Stipe Miocic. Miocic.
Okay, you didn't pronounce it.
Whatever, he's from Cleveland. I don't watch human cockfighting. Go ahead.
Wow, John McCain. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit in the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in on the games as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. BetOnline, your online sports book experts.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Pete Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts like Chris and myself. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, probably the same place you find Locked On Cavs.
All right, Evan, let's do this quickly because we've been vamping a lot and I think our brains are frying.
Yeah, this is chaotic brain dead energy. Like, this is the Evan Damrell experience as a podcast. Like, this is my mind just vomiting on my Audacity track. So go ahead.
What do you just think of the Cavs right now?
Kind of what I thought they always were. They're going to be they're no longer a tanking team. They're a bad team that is trying their hardest and they're not going to win a lot of games along the way. I think they are 20-39 right now, if I remember correctly. I'm going to pull up the record just to make sure I'm correct here. Oh, excuse me. They're 21-40. Oh, heavens to Betsy. But yeah, they're a bad team that's trying their hardest. They're trying to remain competitive. That's why they're not in the conversation for the top 30 worst overall record like they have been for the last 2 years. They're back at 6. They could possibly slide to 5, maybe 4 if things get a little weird with Detroit and Orlando. But yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at. I think we can't really take a real full barometer of how good this team is because they haven't been fully healthy. And Jared Allen, like, becoming a early season addition that didn't really get fleshed out until now just because of the wonkiness and weirdness of things. I can't fully evaluate that either, but I like that addition a lot. But if I was able to look at this team fully healthy, I'd have a better idea. But the overall vibe is what I expected. How about you?
I just, again, am very frustrated by the injuries, right? Like, I just am perplexed by, like, the amount of stuff that is hampering this, and, like, some of this functions well. Like, Kevin Love, you know, despite that weird incident, like, it still reads on the floor of the team, but it's, and Isaac Okoro is taking steps, but it's, like, every time we figure something out, it's, like, I think we take another step or two back in terms of figuring it out, and it's, like, you look at the last couple of weeks, like, you know, so the average, like, offense over the last couple weeks is, like, 112.9. Cleveland over that stretch is at 110.5, according to Cleveland Glass. Defensively, they're at 114.5. So this is, like, a bottom-of-the-third league team. They're 23rd in net rating, which is, like, much better than the word of the year. But, like, that is, like, an interesting – is, like, that what they actually are? It's, like, I'm just struggling to figure out, like, what this team actually is. And then there's game – because they also just are varying so much game to game. And that just also might be product of the season. Like, this might just be – I am very much preparing myself mentally that, like, we're going to get to next year. And there's stuff that was true this season that is just proven wrong next year because the season was so weird. Like, that would not shock me in the slightest.
No, it really wouldn't shock me either, because it's, let's also not forget that they started playing the season during the midst of a global pandemic, and I know vaccines are now readily available, but it's still a lot of weirdness, a lot of just uncertainty. Like, Chris, let's think of it this way. If this Cavs team was fully healthy, do you think they'd be more seriously in the playing conversation right now? Because, like, Andre Drummond was playing really well at first. Like, that feels so long ago, first off, but this Cavs team was a little feisty, a little bit of fun to start the season, and then injuries just decimated them, and they stopped being fun, and they really fell out of that play-in race. Do you think they'd be in the hunt if they were able to stay healthy in the first half?
I think it's entirely possible. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like know if this team ultimately, like, figures itself out in a way that gets them to a point where, like, they sort of, like,
well, if they do figure themselves out. Oh, God, this is going to be like a butterfly effect for me. So they do figure themselves out. They are playing better in the first half. Do you think they try to trade for Jared Allen and they try and instead focus on extending Andre Drummond? I would have it. I would have a tattoo that I would regret on me right now. So I'm glad that didn't happen.
No. I think the Drummond thing might be independent, but it's like, what if Kevin Love's healthy? Because, like, it's not like him and Kevin Love, like, worked. Like, Kevin Love spent that whole game, like, throwing, like, inbounds passes to the teams, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just an interesting thought exercise in my head, at least. I don't know. It's just something fun to think about. I still think the Cavs, it's remiss of Cleveland not to trade for Jared Allen, especially so with how good he's been. I don't know. It's just an interesting thought process.
What is your biggest, like, thing you feel strongly about the Cavs that is actually true right now? Let's end on this. What is the thing about the Cavs right now that you feel is actually true? Mine is that Darius Garland is, like, having a moment. I want to see where this goes. That's it. That's all that kind of matters to me right now.
Yeah, that's a good take. I'm interested to see where this goes, too, because maybe this is a little bit the Deion Waiters, too, where he's just taking advantage at the end of the season. This, I don't know if this is a wave he can ride in next year, but I hope it is, and I'm wrong. But I don't necessarily agree with the thought process by certain folks that this is a top half of the league core that the Cavs have, but they have a pretty damn good young core. Like a Okoro hit in the draft. Jared Allen, awesome trade acquisition, and he's going to be here long term, I have a good feeling. Darius Garland and Colin Sexton, they're proving me wrong. They're able to work together, but ideally I'd still like to have Sexton be the sixth man of the year, if you're in the Fear of the Sword chat, you know already. But and Darius Garland leading the point and with a bigger guard next to him. The Cavs have a good base. They just got to figure out what they want to do with it, and I think depending on how this draft goes, we might have a better idea. Or they just add another nice piece, and maybe they add a free agent, or they wait for next year's draft and they get Emmanuel Bates out of Michigan State, which is like a Dan Gilbert pipe dream.
You mean you're not in on Chet?
Chet Holmgren looks like the sleep paralysis demon that visits me some nights, so no, I'm not in on Chet.
That's fair. I think the season 11 games is like a lot and also not a lot, and I just want to see them get out as healthy and clean as possible. I think the worst thing you could have happen is something that impacts you badly for next season. Like, be extremely cautious.
Yeah, no. I mean, be cautious. Just be aware of what is and isn't working, but I don't know. I think that's just don't get too enamored with things. You need to be realistic and pragmatic about things. And I think that's the problem with fans is they bake their takes. Shouts to Dave DeFore. You bake your takes off of a game or two. You shouldn't, but you should watch a lot of film and bake your takes based on that. And thank God a lot of us aren't running NBA teams because it's just, it'd be way too much pressure.
Yes. Cavs, again, lose to Toronto. Bunch of injuries. We'll be back tomorrow. That'll be our WKYC episode, so we'll certainly be a little more peppy on video, so check us out
there.
Dude,
I'm full of pep. I'm just channeling it in a weird way.
Are you from the town of pep that is Riverdale?
Over my head.
Okay. Anyway, that's going to be it. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Check us out on WKYC. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. Check out Locked On Browns, Locked On Indians as well. I actually may be appearing on Locked On Indians this week, which is going to be interesting for me. Shouts to Jeff Ellis. But until then, thanks for listening. And Evan, you haven't sent us out in a while, so why don't you do that?
As always, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. I will do a better job pulling those up and reading them, especially on WKYC or anywhere. You can also find us anywhere you can find our podcast. Like Chris said, check us out on the Odyssey app. We start posting a link tree so you can just find all the podcast notes there as well. Like I mentioned at the top, if you are able to, please donate to me for the Velosano, especially if you know somebody or have been personally impacted by cancer. And I'll be writing for them, you, and anybody else who donates, and anybody else who wants to be a part of this fight. It just means a lot if you're able to, like I said.
Oh, and on that note, he's been on the show before, and that's not, but some of you may have seen that Jonathan Chark from The Ringer, who's generally one of the nicest people I've ever met covering absolutely. This, covering the league, tweeted that he has a cancer diagnosis. He is a young child.
Sarcoma. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. Jonathan is truly one of the nicest people and most thoughtful people and best writers out there. And that news like hit me in the stomach. And I just want to say, I think if you can share a thought for him and his family and everything, please just go out and do that. And please just think of them and support Evan with Velosano. I think this is all obviously very important. And on that note, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Locked On Cavs is your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast covering the latest news, rumors, and game action from the Wine and Gold.
You can follow us on social at Locked On Cavs or give us a call and leave a voicemail and we'll answer your questions live at 440-673-3605.
If you want to contact the show, email us at lockedoncavs@gmail.com. And if you want to support the show, the best way to do that is by going to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. It's produced and hosted by Chris Manning and Evan Damrell.